The Medford Senior High School Science Olympians are going to be competing in the Nationals. Richard Caldwell, Rebecca Held, Jay Zerniak, Lauren Karstensen, and Zach Stang are all joining us today. Let's talk with Richard Caldwell. Tell us about the Science Olympiad.
Our Science Olympiad is a team, and so for our varsity team, we have 15 members, and we compete in 28 total events, although for state we drop 5 of those. So we have events as diverse as astronomy, chemistry lab, anatomy and physiology, invasives, robot arm. So we have testing events, lab events, build events, really something for everyone. Everything that we do is outside of school.
Jay Zerniak is also a member of the team.
For the past 6 years, most of us have been in Science Olympiad. We started our 7th grade year, actually, at the middle school level. And so 7th and 8th grade year, we're spent competing against middle school students. And then when we move on from the middle school, we compete against high school students. Our school actually is JV team.
So what schools do you compete against?
It's every school you can think of across the state. Actually, our main competition is Madison Weston and the Menominee.
Lauren Karstensen tells us more.
So first we start at an invitational in Boysville, Wisconsin. And from there we go to a couple different invitationals, and then it goes regionals, state, and then if you win state, you go to nationals.
So how far are you now?
We won state, so we are on our way to nationals in Dayton, Ohio in May.
Rebecca Held tells us about the testing.
Testing only takes like a few minutes depending on what it is. Robot arm, you have 3 minutes to do your robot, compete with it, and then you have 2 minute setup time in between, and then you can run it again for 3 minutes.
Is that kind of interesting to see some what the other kids do?
Oh, yeah. All day, whenever I have free time, I'm in there watching other teams, seeing what they have, and getting ideas.
Back to Richard.
I guess for me personally, I have not done many building events in my high school career. The majority of what I do are testing and lab events. So, for example, I did astronomy, which you simply take 50 minutes, and you take a test on stars, exoplanets, a lot of very intensive math. A lot of other people, though, like Rebecca said, work on different build events like robot or towers or helicopter. And then we also have lab events such as forensics, which I competed in, where I had two parts. There was a test, and then I also had to analyze different white powders to identify whether it was baking soda or cornstarch or sugar, salt, what type of sugar it is, all that kind of fun stuff. So really it depends on each individual person.
And back to Jay.
So my events that I competed in, one of them was towers. So this is a really unique event where we're tasked with building a tower about 60 centimeters tall with a 20-centimeter base, and we have to build it as light as possible using balsa wood. This is a really light wood that's really strong under tension, but really, really poor under compression. And so we had to design this tower to the max efficiency, and how we tested it is putting it on a test stand and pouring sand into a bucket hanging from the top of the tower. Now, the loading block sits on the top of the 60-centimeter tower, and the chain goes through the middle, and the bucket's attached to the bottom. And then our goal is to hold 15,000 kilograms of sand in that bucket. Actually, we want to hold 14,999 for max efficiency. And it's really cool working with this event as we test and build quite often, as well as using software like Inventor program at our school where we design a 3D model of our tower online and put it under stress loads to see where which part of the tower would be most likely to break under the load and stuff and to address it.
So you destroy your tower during every test then?
Oh, yes. Yep. That's our goal, is to break. We don't want to hold the full 15 and have it stay there because then we're not using max efficiency for the event.
Okay, let's talk with Lauren.
So I do testing events. Yeah, so I do anatomy and physiology, disease detectives, code busters, and microbe mission. For anat and phys and microbe and disease detectives, you pretty much just study on your free time on top of all of your other homework. And then you just go and take a test on it for 50 minutes. Codebusters, my personal favorite, but a Wisconsin-only event, so we won't be doing it at Nationals. You have three people, and you go in, and there is a packet of ciphers, which is, it'll be a message, but it'll be coded. So we need to decode it. Richard and I work on the timebreaker together, and then I do the Spanish ones.
Rebecca.
I consider my expertise project to be robot arm. This year, the device, the robot, has to fit in a 25 by 25 centimeter box, and it has to stay in that box during the whole competition. And then it has pennies that it has to pick up, which is around a 44 centimeter archery target. And the pennies have to be picked up, and if they're landed in the center rings with tails facing up, you get the most points. Oh. And they start heads facing up, stacked in piles of 10 on the outer edges of the target.
So do you operate this arm, or is this all software-based?
We originally were operating it ourselves, and then we were able to get a program to do it itself. And we just click a button, it goes, and it does what we want it to.
So you think, was that better than manual operation?
It's a lot less stressful.
Oh, I suppose. Zach Stang, how long have you been a Science Olympiad?
I've been in Science Olympiad since 7th grade, so 5 years. The past 2 years I've worked on the robot arm. I've done a mousetrap vehicle. I also do the testing events such as invasive species, dynamic planet, which focuses on plate tectonics, rocks and minerals, entomology.
Going on to college, is this going to kind of follow that?
Sort of. It's actually made things a little more complicated of me figuring out what I want to go on to college for, because it's expanded my horizons, and now I don't really know.
And Richard, tell us about the Nationals.
The National Tournament is going to be in Dayton, Ohio at Wright State University, and the competition will take place May 19th and 20th, so 1 week before graduation, and we'll be leaving probably 2 or 3 days in advance of that, so we'll spend pretty much a week down in Dayton, Ohio, preparing and just bonding as a team. We have 15 members on our varsity team, and then we also have, I believe, 14 members from our JV teams who placed in the top 10 in their events at state. So we have some people on JV who are able to medal against all of the varsity teams in the state as well. And so those members who placed in top 10 were also invited to come along.
Good luck to our MASH Science Olympiads. Richard Caldwell, Rebecca Held, Jay Zerniak, Lauren Karstensen, and Zach Stang, as well as the others traveling to Ohio in May.